This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If I were you, yeah, I'm in a sticky situation, don't know what to do. I'm a ride to if I were you, Jake and Amir, gonna make it good. They do just like they should. I got a problem in my life and need some advice. I'm bleeding and I'm bleeding cause I cheated on my wife. Caught it all on tape, I said it wasn't me. Don't know what to say to make a change of ways. Should I take this shit to court? Is this grounds for divorce? Should I take this shit to court? Is this grounds for divorce? Now keep in mind, I ain't saying that I'm sorry in my eyes. I was just trying to party, I did nothing wrong, but I wanna make it right. Honestly, I think I deserve a better wife.
Listen to if I were you. If I were you. Tune on to if I were you. If I were you.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
Did you know what that was a parody of?
No. Oh, no. I guess it sounds like a Beck thing.
Do you really not know?
No.
Oh, I was being sarcastic because it's a very popular song. Do you know Old Town Road?
No.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Sorry. Now I don't even know if you guys are doing a bit together or if
We're not doing a bit.
Really?
We're absolutely not doing a bit. What the hell are you talking
Wait,
about?
Wait, Nick, are you doing a bit?
No.
No, there's no bit.
First of all, Nick Rad is on the podcast, also not knowing what Old Town Road is.
Yeah.
Also, welcome, Nick.
Is there a whole thing where I shouldn't have talked until...
Oh, no, that's
no,
okay.
I don't think so. We're actually notoriously bad at introducing guests.
Cool, cool.
Wait, both of you don't know what Old Town Road is?
No.
No.
Why are you laughing? What are they like? Everyone knows who this is. It's embarrassing that we don't.
I don't know. I feel like you guys are joking, but I'll just explain it to you if you're not.
I'm not.
You're enjoying this way too much, and it's bothering me.
Who sings it?
I'm having an episode. I really am recording an episode.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Lil? Have you heard of Lil Nas X?
Lil not no.
This is killing me. You're it's like when I'm home for the holidays and my little cousin is just grilling me on the latest and I yeah. know nothing.
When you said Old Town Road, I thought it's like some kind of like Bob Dylan Beatles-esque thing okay. that I really should have known. Like you're supposed to have a bass
right.
for.
Yeah,
but then you say Lil Nas X, I'm like, oh, I think this is just because you listen to Top 40 in your car on your commute, right?
This song is so overwhelmingly popular. It's like you guys not hearing about Hotline
Bling.
Well,
like it's popular on the radio right now.
It's popular like it has like several hundred million views on YouTube. Like it's
today,
the number
currently,
one.
This is like it like this came out recently enough. Because that to me sounded like if you were like, who is this a parody of? I would have said Kid Rock. Like that was like the vibes that I was getting.
Yeah.
So it's a rapper named Lil Nas X, and then he made a remix featuring Billy Ray Cyrus, an actual country musician, Miley Cyrus's father. Have you guys heard of Miley Cyrus? I mean, who am I talking to?
I've heard of both Cyruses. I've heard of both Cyruses.
So the remix has, it came out on YouTube 2 months ago. It has 181 million views.
I assume that everything on YouTube has 181 million views these days.
We were talking about it in our company Slack this morning. Lil Nas X, the horse in the back, the kids singing along. We're already talking about the iterations.
You know what bothers me? It makes me realize I'm not in that channel, and that bothers me.
Ooh, what channel is that in?
This is HQ.
No,
you
no.
have yet to say anything on this episode that we can all agree on.
Yes, this is in our company-wide Slack. Nick is absolutely a part of it.
Yeah. We are putting the magnifying glass over this company right now, too.
Yeah.
Let's tell everyone all the names of our Slack channels. We got HQ. We got videos. We have HeadGum Business.
Sure. That's one of the greatest.
If you're not in a channel, you can't see all the channels, right? I'm an admin, so I can see all the channels.
Interesting. What can you see? The No Amir channel?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I started that channel.
It's a good one.
Yeah, everyone but Amir.
Right? Yeah, yeah, I'm in that one.
You're a mod of that one.
So Lil Nas X, who I guess had to have tailored his name after the rapper Nas by adding a Lil before and an X after.
After Big Nas Y.
Yeah, he actually inspired me. My rap name is now Lil Nas X X. So I'm sort of taking what he did and amplifying it. Now it's like, okay, who do I collab with?
So you see the X is like, that means amplify to you. That's like multiplication.
That's like that millennial shit.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's that fucking Billboard 200. Have you guys heard of Hotline Bling?
Yeah, we heard a hotline. Is this going to be just like a music quiz episode?
Is yeah, Billboard Top 200. We're going to go down the list.
And you'll just ask if we've heard of a song. There's not even like a, like you're not even asking me to prove Hotline. I'll just start saying yes, I guess.
All right, so there's this guy named Tyler, the Creator, right?
Yeah, I know that one.
All right, Nick Rad.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know that one.
Actually, you got to listen to the diss track I made of semi-famous Dave Rosenberg. It samples Tyler Creator's beat structure.
Wow.
Oh,
for my diss track.
Did you make the beat yourself?
No, the great Miles Felix pumped that out. So it's actually really well made.
Right.
Nick, how would you describe yourself to our audience? How would our audience know you?
I'm glad you asked. I'm actually a thespian now.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I would say a thespian mostly.
So our audience would know you as a thespian?
Yeah, I would assume so.
At this point.
I want most people to know me as a thespian at this point.
Right.
But I guess if you didn't know me...
Well, a thespian is sort of your new...
Yes.
It's like the newest version. So like, what's Nick 1.0?
Right,
what's
right.
Nick OG?
I'm glad you're putting it that way. I've always been a thespian, but I've just recently come out as a thespian.
Oh, really? Yeah. You're in the closet.
You're coming out as a thespian.
Yeah, I was in the closet for a long time. But before that, I was a painter. That's something that I did for many years.
That's
and
cool.
Then I met Jake Hurwitz over here, and he convinced me to give that up. It wasn't going right. And,
we had a meet cute that sort of turned into me nagging him on his painting.
Yeah. It sounds like an intervention.
It kind of was. He told me I should stop doing that and help him start a little company you might have heard of called
Old Town Road.
It's called HeadGum. So I've been, helping on the producing side out here in Brooklyn, New York.
That's right.
For the last four odd years. And then I slowly started eyeing the door and stepping away and making a little web series because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted people to know I was a thespian. And and that's what I did. So there you go. That's my full bio.
So you went from artist to producer to thespian.
Well, no, I was, as I said, I was always a thespian, but right. I did those things to conceal my true identity.
He was a closeted thespian.
You can watch these videos as they come out, a HeadGum East series that's on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's the only way to watch them, I believe.
And are you a full-time part of Twinnovation at this point?
I'm a former member of Twinnovation. Listen, that's been a long, complicated relationship where I used to just be the guy that hit the record button.
Yeah.
And then at some point I was laughing in the background. And so I became like kind of the producer character.
Yeah.
And then at some point, you know, I was actually on the show. So,
and then at some point, and then at some point after that, you became the known villain.
Yeah.
Where you were the Russian,
the Russian rocket, I'm sometimes called
the commie.
Yeah. Even talking about it, it sounds like a weird dream I'm describing to somebody. And I'm like halfway through trying to talk about that show to anyone who doesn't listen to it. It's just indescribable.
Yeah.
So I don't, at this point, I'm no longer involved, although I was recently brought back into, I guess, like, talk. There's like a talk therapy session I did with Dave, which was interesting.
Yeah, you're the Rosenberg whisperer.
Yeah, that's what they have me there for. So I did that. I hosted a live show, but no, mostly I just get like panic texts on Thursday night from Jeff that's like, do you have an SD card, bro? And it's like that kind of stuff. So that's kind of my role on
you put out fires. You put out Rosenberg fires.
Yeah, I do.
The fact that you kept that show alive for as long as you did should be like considered an ultra marathon in endurance.
Yeah, it's an adventure. Those fellows are interesting people. That show is like, it seems like it's a bit. A lot of people think they're doing bits on that show, but that's just what it's like to be around them full time. There's no jokes. It's just their life.
That's true. You're also a new father, I should say.
I am indeed. I have a little 10-month-old baby. His name is Rilo, and he's very cute.
So I thought, since this is an advice podcast, after all, you can help us answer some baby dilemmas that you'd be more well-equipped to answer than, say, Jake and myself.
I have many children.
And I love all of them.
Yeah, Jake has a very dad-like presence, I would say.
You think so?
Yeah.
That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Coming from another dad.
Yeah, I didn't say a good dad. I just said kind of a...
You're more of a rad dad, I'm a bad dad.
Yeah.
You're an absentee father.
That's right.
Yeah, but a cool... Like you always wonder what... You always want Jake's approval.
Right. You want me to be a glad dad.
Sure. If you would just beamingly look at me like from across the room and give me like a good job, kid.
Yeah.
I'd live on that for like 6 months, you know?
Whoa.
Easily.
Cool. Tell you what, if you earn it, I'll do it.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to, yeah.
Oh, shit. Hold on. There's high stakes. Here.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I can't look at him anymore.
All right, Nick, we need a guy's name so that we can refer to this man, this email writer, anonymously. What do you got for us?
Sure. Gosh, let's go Melvin.
Melvin. Right. Yeah, Melvin, right. Mm-hmm. Right. Hi, Jake and Amir. I was hoping you guys could help me out with a problem I'm having with my unborn baby's penis. Let me try to explain. My wife is in her 8th month of pregnancy, and the baby is just weeks away from being born. We know it's a boy, and she is trying to force me to circumcise him. I really don't want to, considering I'm circumcised and no one on my side of the family. Oh, sorry, I'm not circumcised and no one on my side of the family is. I don't want to let my newborn child go through any type of surgery, but my wife keeps saying how gross foreskin is. How do I convince my wife to let my son keep his turtleneck? The advice of two Jewish men especially would be very interesting. Thanks. Love, Melvin.
Wow.
I'm intrigued. I know Nick, and Nick's the one with the baby penis that he can talk about.
Hey, watch yourself.
but his wife says that foreskins are disgusting, and he has one, right?
That's right.
Like that, he said that he's uncircumcised, and everyone in his family is, and his wife's argument for circumcising the baby is that foreskins are disgusting.
That's right.
Interesting.
That's awesome, actually.
Very complicated.
Nick, did you guys have to make this decision in the 8th month?
You can make the decision at any time, and immediately after your child's born, if he's going to be circumcised, I guess that's the moment you would tell them. But
right. Well, Amir's parents made that decision when he was 16. Isn't that right, Amir?
Yeah.
You thought you were going to the DMV to get your learner's permit?
I thought I was getting an eye exam, and before I knew it, a moil was slicing my dick off.
Right, it wasn't even a doctor. You walked in. It was a surprise bris.
Yeah, and it was
on 16 surprise bris.
It was on Splash Mountain too. So like at the very least, I was getting like a little bit of a thrill.
I'm so happy to know.
Yeah,
that.
There's a photo of it of a moil slicing my foreskin off at the top of Splash Mountain.
Now tell me this, as two Jewish men, I'm Jewish adjacent. My wife is Jewish, which I think that makes my child Jewish, or you explain this to me. That's like a whole thing.
Technically, your kid is Jewish.
Wow.
There's nothing we can do, bud. You have a Jewish son.
Okay, great.
Which is interesting because I grew up, my mom was Christian, my dad was Jewish, but I like went to Hebrew school. And every time I like meet a Jewish person, they're like, oh, you're not actually Jewish.
Right.
Your mom's not Jewish, which I think that Judaism is like mostly chill, sure. But that being one of the rules, it makes them a little not that chill. Mm-hmm. Like that's not that good. Mm-hmm. That's not cool.
So did you guys have a bris, Nick?
Well, this is why I'm asking. We did not get our son circumcised, and I have strong opinions about this. But in the presence of two Jewish men, I don't know what I'm dealing with below the belt line between either of you. So I want to ask, when you get a bris, is there a kissing, sucking part? Is that a thing that people do?
So you should know that I'm a eunuch and Amir's a hermaphrodite. Okay. So we don't fully know the answer here.
Sure.
But go ahead.
I'm a giant dildo with a heart of gold.
I did not get a bris. I'm circumcised, but I just got my foreskin chopped off at the hospital.
Okay. And a bris is like a party for it when that happens.
Yeah. A bris is an event.
Yeah, it's like your first bar mitzvah. It's 8 days after you were born, or maybe 7 days. There's a rabbi, there's a blessing, there's some wine, there's a circumcision.
And is this? Am I making up that there's like a little kiss on the, like that gets you, that...
You're obsessed.
I've heard it. It could be an ugly rumor. I just want to know.
He wants to know if the moil blows the baby. I can imagine why this would lead to fights with the wife.
Yeah, it's look.
Like if there's not really like, no, I want the rabbi to blow the kid. And you're like, no, I don't want the rabbi to blow the kid. That'll.
I feel.
No, is there, Amir, is there a kissy kissy? Is there a sucky sucky?
I feel like... In my mind, that's like the ultra orthodox thing to do, okay. But like most people don't do it that way anymore.
Right. Okay. So that exists in some realm of orthodox Jewish culture, but it's not like the standard practice.
Exactly. It's my guesstimate.
Okay. Cool. I just didn't know if I was like perpetuating an ugly rumor, but regardless, I still think we decided not to because you're chopping up your little man's like natural parts. Why? Like I get it. You got tradition, whatever. And listen, I'm cut over here, baby. I got that like aesthetic, you know, that my parents thought I needed to have.
A nice clean cock.
Sure.
Keeping it high and tight.
What about that rod?
Okay, but that gets into like people say it's cleaner, and that's an argument which apparently Melvin's wife is making, that it's just disgusting to have a foreskin.
I think it's harder to keep your foreskin healthy. I don't think it's impossible, but you have to you have to clean it.
Yeah. Well, you're saying
if Rilo's a little slob,
you're saying more than a normal penis. You like have to pull it back a little bit.
Yeah, I believe so.
But what, like, does that seem like a huge barrier for entry for people?
I grew up without it. I have no idea.
I'm circumcised, so I just naturally lean towards any future child of mine should be.
Why? Why? Just because you are?
Yeah, just because it's like, oh, I'll give them the same cock that I've always known to have.
I really can't wait for Nick Rad's dad podcast. We're trying to convince him to start a dad podcast. It could be a fully circumcision based pod.
I feel like it's gonna have to. I guess I'll do it here. I was gonna save this for a Twinnovation, but I have a business idea. I wanna start the after skin, which is for people who have been circumcised, but they want to restore themselves to their natural state. I want to do kind of a stem cell based. You could get like, you know, you can style your foreskin whatever you want it to look like.
You could actually, if I like this idea, because you could partner with people that want to get circumcised.
Oh.
So you could trade skins.
You could have a foreskin donor.
Yeah. And if you can really create like a bunch of like custom skins, you can kind of wear like, oh, if I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I could have a Steelers dick.
Damn, I like that a lot. Yeah.
Do you guys remember Winamp skins?
Right.
So it's sort of like the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sort of like people do a lot of like, you know, like my socks are Tyrannosaurus Rex, or I've got cheeseburger socks, but you'd have a cheeseburger cock.
Yeah, that's making me think. Who's the shoe designer that Kanye collabs with? That Abloh guy,
Virgil Abloh.
Virgil Abloh, like he could do one that and it says like skin on it, like in quotes.
Yeah, that's cool. Sick, I like that.
That's actually really hip.
Yeah.
Jake, would you circumcise your unborn child?
So two things. One, no chance in hell I'm having a bris, and I actually already know that this is going to come to a head with between me and my wife someday if I have a son. But I will not do a bris. I won't do it. But I would circumcise him. But I'm just like, I don't trust a doctor. I don't trust a rabbi. I'm gonna do it myself. You know,
that's cool.
Very cool. Very yeah. cool.
The other thing is, I guess the reason part of it is like I want to be able to like know how my kid's body works, right? Like if my kid came to me is like, hey, like I have a question. My foreskin hurts. I'd be like, Jesus, I don't know, buddy. I also like, what if, don't you think Rilo might be upset if one day he finds out that you're circumcised and he's not?
Yeah, but you know what the beautiful option he then has is he could go get circumcised. Like he still has
a choice.
But
that's like a painful thing.
Yeah, but it's painful for your infant. They just don't remember it, which is, so you just like enact a physical trauma on this thing that this child that can't.
But you
speak for himself.
And if you do it in the hospital, like I don't think mine was painful.
You just don't remember. Bro.
I remember everything. I remember coming out.
I feel like there's a lot of justifications for it, but most of them circle around thinking like, I don't know, my dick looks cool, and I don't want my kid's dick not to look cool.
Right. Well, I feel. Don't you think that's a strong enough reason? I want my kid's dick to look awesome.
but the perception of like. A circumcised dick looking awesome is based on it's because the person before them had that dick, but that doesn't mean that dick's awesome looking. I guess that's my argument.
Do you guys know what your parent's dick looks like?
Parent? My mother doesn't have a dick.
Oh, come on, man.
And I resent the accusation.
No, I wasn't even saying that. I was just saying like...
You were saying that. You said your parents.
No, I was just asking if like we talk about knowing your dad's dick. Like, Jake, do you know what your mom's dick looks like?
What?
I was just saying, do you know what your mom's dick looks like?
You were saying that, or you did say that?
Or sorry, dad's dick.
No, you said it like three times. What does your mom's dick look like? And I'm sure you have the courage to talk about this now that we're not in the same goddamn room. Now that we're doing a Skype record, you'll come at my mother. You know I'll strangle your scrawny ass next time I'm in LA.
With your foreskin. Dad, Nick Rad, do you know what your father's foreskin situation is?
Yeah, he's definitely circumcised. I come from like a line of Catholic folk, and that's part of their game too.
Oh, really?
It's
every religion has that?
Is it a religion thing? I feel like...
Well, but religion is just connected to tradition. I guess there's a world where they're like, you're not getting into heaven because you got that skin hanging there, but
that's how Satan drags you to hell. Yeah.
Off with the rapists and the murderers. That's the line to hell. And you led mostly a good life, but you have a foreskin. So I'm sorry, you actually, yeah.
That's right, how
that guy there is a pedophile, and there's a space I think between the pedophile and the serial killer. So
well, that's how Lucifer. That's how Lucifer grabs you off the conveyor belt is with your foreskin, and if you don't have one, then he just sort of slips off your shiny knob.
We all know Amira's idea of heaven is that it's a large conveyor belt.
Nick, did you have a conversation with your wife, or were you both like, "No, it's definitely not going to happen," and that's that?
We definitely talked about it. We talked about it. I was definitely not on. I just didn't want it. I didn't want him to get circumcised. And she thought about it for a little bit, but then like went even harder in the direction of like, she went to like people who are getting circumcisions are perpetuating genital mutilation.
Whoa.
Just as like a cultural bias, which I'm not throwing her under the bus. That's an argument people make. It's like a culturally accepted thing that we do to little kids. And I will say, because we did look into it, there is some medical argument that potentially your infant and your child has a higher chance of urinary tract infection, right?
I knew it. Infection and smegma, dude.
I feel like smegma falls more into the category of like, if you're just not clean in general, like, yeah, you're...
Right, you have earwax, smegma, pit stains, skid marks.
Right. You could do something about those. Right. But the smegma argument gets made a lot. The health argument, which some also say that there are theoretically links to prostate cancer, but that's also been debated because they take populations where circumcision is not the commonplace thing, which really only America and I think like, I don't know, maybe South America, if I could be wrong. But there's a couple, America is one of the countries where like most people are circumcised. But largely out of America, it's less common, much less common.
I'd love to circumcise your son.
All right, I'll keep you in mind if we ever change our mind. Or if he reaches an age where he decides he wants his own circumcision, I'll let him know Unki Amir has volunteered to do it himself.
Moyel Shmumu.
Jake was talking once about like a friend's mom giving him a haircut once. Would you be pissed if like Ryla did a sleepover and a Moyle came by and snip, snip, bip?
Right. All of the other kids were doing it.
God. The dad rage in me just stirred at the idea that like someone else's parent would give my kid a haircut. Like, did unpack that for me. Did this parent call your mom up and be like, I'm gonna—
No, I was like at their house, this parent was like a hairdresser. They had a little like seat, you know, like a hair salon in their basement.
Right, right.
And my friend had a rat tail. I wanted a rat tail. And she like shaved one into my head.
Oh, that's kind of awesome.
Yeah,
that's actually
cool. Yeah,
that
was dope.
Were your parents pissed or were they into it?
They weren't mad at my friend's mom. They were like, you're not keep— they were sort of just like, no. And yeah. My mom's friend, who was also a hairdresser, came over and shaved it off.
A different hairdresser friend.
Yeah, lots of different hairdresser friends in my town.
That's cool. You just like know a lot of hairdressers.
I knew two, but yeah. They were both neighbors.
But they were kind of rivals. Like one was into the rat tail.
Oh, yeah, exactly. When the rat tail one saw me the next day without my rat tail, she like bicked my head so I could have like kind of a shaved rat tail.
I love that.
It's funny. Like the idea of circumcising a child feels natural to me, but then like when I see 1-year-old girls with earrings, I'm like, what the hell is wrong with those people?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly, bro. I'm gonna win you over by the end, Amir. I'm gonna send you some charts and some pictures I've been accumulating.
Just a bunch of guys in windbreakers break in. He's been collecting baby cocks.
But Rilo has a septum.
Yeah, yes, Rilo has a Prince Albert, but that's more of like I just want him to be awesome. It's like a different thing.
He has his eyebrow pierced and a tattoo.
Yeah, again, you're judging me for all the wrong reasons.
You got a HeadGum ink.
All right, let's take a break. We'll thank some sponsors. Come back with more questions and answers after this. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah, yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike, like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more,
Just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments. Thank you, BetterHelp. And we're back. Nick Rad, do you have any?
On to Listener to Fight! Mom, I'm coming!
Gross.
Dude, I've got a lot of unsolicited advice. I just entered into dadhood, and so I feel like now my opinion matters. Before, it was just a...
Right.
Yeah.
You can have opinion and use it to really tell someone what to do now. That's kind of cool.
Tell one person what to do.
Yeah, but my opinion doesn't count for shit to anybody.
He has to listen.
Yeah. I can't punish anyone that doesn't listen to me. You can actually punish someone.
Oh, shit. It's actually stressing me out. The authority is stressing me out. I don't like to be in a position of authority, but... I do realize that now my opinions hold some kind of weight, and I was looking around. I have some advice. If you're gonna buy a ladder, buy a small ladder. Don't go big first.
You're looking at this. We're in Nick's studio, and you're looking at that huge ladder that you have over there. That looks kind of useful. The walls are.
I know. This is the whole problem. Is like I have tall ceilings in my studio, so I thought, get a tall ladder.
Right.
Most of the time, I only need to be, I don't know, 4 or 5 foot above the ground.
Right.
And I bought a ladder that's 12 foot tall, and I can't move that shit ever and get anything done.
Is it because it's heavy? Or because it like takes up too much surface area on the ground?
It's very heavy. The other day, I knocked it over. It knocked my computer off the desk. It's cracked my beautiful...
Oh my God, yeah, I see that.
I know. My beautiful iMac. Like,
that's a nice iMac.
I know.
You knocked that off your desk. Uh-huh. What were you doing?
Moving a ladder. Like dad things. Like, you know, you fix outlets. You move furniture. I was trying to move the ladder, fell, broke. I get a small ladder. That's what I'm telling you. Less than 6 foot. Mm-hmm. Keep it reasonable.
You could get a 6 foot ladder in here.
Yeah, but I always will regret. I'll always know what I did first, and that's
right.
Unsolicited advice. This is what I'm telling you. You never think to not buy a 12-foot ladder until you've done it.
Yeah. I think the problem is that your body is 6 feet. You don't consider like you only have to be 6 feet to get up to 12 feet. You're like, oh, I need to get to 12 feet. I'll get a 12-foot ladder. But no.
Right. But I just disagree with Nick because like I'm in his studio right now and you standing on the top of that ladder, you still couldn't touch the ceiling.
I know.
Like if you ever needed to get access to those wires or pipes or
that's
this
right. Well,
duct, you know, you'd have to have this ladder.
Okay, fair. Second piece of unsolicited advice, get smaller ceilings. Don't go with your 24-foot ceilings like I've done and have a situation where to access the ceiling, you have to risk your goddamn life.
Right.
And
you could die falling from the top of that ladder, for sure.
I've thought about it. I thought about if I fell in here, there's no one around. No one would see me.
I got a ladder question, Nick.
Welcome to Ladder Cast.
We're talking like when I think of ladders, obviously I don't use ladders very often because I'm not a handyman. But then I imagine some ladders just you sort of plop them against the roof of a building. You know what I mean? To get from like the grass outside to the floor of a building. Is that a different kind of ladder, or is that just a regular ladder that's collapsed into one rung?
Well, they have it's a great ladder question, Amir. I just want to start with that.
But thank you.
There are many makes and models of ladders. So it's something I did not do enough research on. They have what you're talking about. So they're like the telescoping ladders, where it's just you can't turn it into like an A-frame.
Yeah, freestanding.
See, I'm making my hands. You can't do that with the kind you're talking about, the telescoping one, where it just goes up.
A side slope.
You have to lean it against a wall.
Yeah, you got to lean it against a wall. Or they also have the ones that are just A-framed. You can just lean that against something if you want to, too. So, but and then they have the ones that they have like these in-between convertible ones where like if you're like a real serious ladder dude.
Which you're not, because you only have one ladder.
But I'm an aspiration.
I'm looking around. Nick's treating himself like a ladder expert.
God damn it.
The first piece of advice was that he bought the wrong ladder.
I've been exposed. Oh, dude, that's not even my ladder, bro. You guys were like, do you have unsolicited advice? And I panicked. I fucking panicked. I just looked around the room desperate for anything.
Locked in on a ladder.
Oh, my God.
Which the guy that painted the studio left here.
If I had a smoke bomb, I'd throw it right now. You'd never hear from me again. This is humiliating for me.
Nick, do you prefer, of those two ladders, do you prefer the former or the latter?
oh,
very
shit,
good.
Dude.
Very, very good.
Oh, Amir.
Yeah, good thank work, you. Brother. I set you up by that, by sending you a ladder 6 months ago so I can make that joke.
It's good because I was so confused at why I've become so passionate about ladder research. I'm like, I'll use this someday. Someday I'll get a chance to explore this.
A little note from Amir that said, just wait.
Yeah, it was cute.
Have you ever done the side sloping, like the side of a business ladder, side of a building ladder, and someone's at the top, and then you grab the two like rungs at the bottom, and then you just fucking yank it. You yank it forwards or like backwards, sort of like pulling the carpet, as it were. Letting the guy like sort of lunge for the roof, but if he misses, then he like my dad broke both of his legs once when I was a nasty little 3-year-old.
Well,
and
he didn't do it. You did it. It sounds like you broke his legs.
Oh, yeah. I guess in a way you could say that I broke my father's legs when I was a nasty little 3-year-old. That was the day before my circumcision.
I wonder if they're related.
You think that inspired him to give you the circumcision?
Oh, yeah. He has to be punished.
He fell on my dick, actually.
So it was sort of a medical necessity. You were swelling, and they had to remove the pus, essentially.
In a way.
They had to pop your dick. Your penis was popped as a 3-year-old.
All right. Can we answer another question?
Sure.
Nick, what should we call this gentleman?
Oh, sure. Also a man?
Yeah.
Okay. Reginald.
I like
that. Yeah.
Reginald should be Rilo's name, actually.
Reginald.
That's his middle
name. Reginald Rat.
Reginald? Oh, my God. That's really good.
This ties into the Lil Nas X Old Town Road situation from earlier.
Cool.
Reginald is a junior in high school, and a while back, a girl that I'm currently dating asked me if I was interested in going to a concert with her and my other two good friends. I would never pass up the opportunity to partake in such an event, as I love shows and concerts. So obviously I quickly accepted the offer, also considering my other friends were going. However, she didn't tell me until recently that it's a fucking Lindsey Stirling concert. I had to look up who this musician was, and it turns out that it was absolutely the epitome of what I dislike in the aspect of music. That's right, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, especially the girl I'm dating, by bailing on the event. So what should I do? Is there any way I can get out of this without being a dick? Should I reconsider dating this girl because she listens to shitty music? Do you guys care about what your significant other listens to music-wise? It will honestly be painful for me to attend this concert. Thank you, love, Reginald.
What would you do if your son wrote that email? If you were like, damn it, Rilo. Like, what?
At age 10 months.
Why?
well, first I'd applaud his precociousness, and then I'd tell him he is a little son of a bitch. He's just a little, you know, which Oh, man. I can never say son of a bitch anymore. I just realized.
Well, oh, yeah. That's your goddamn wife.
That's my wife.
I can never call my son that anymore. I just realized.
Oh, dude. Reginald.
Have you guys heard of Lindsay Sterling? I have not, admittedly.
No.
No. I guess I just imagine it being kind of like a Carly Rae Jepsen type.
I feel like we need to look it up because maybe Reginald, I mean, his writing style... It was a little...
What kind of music do you think Reginald likes?
That's what I wanted to get at,
Based on is Lindsay cool and she's not, or is he cool and Lindsay's not?
Yeah, that's it feels important in asking this question.
It looks like
she seems cool.
A younger, hipper, cooler violinist / singer.
Oh, that sounds great.
I do see a picture of her with a violin and like a hat... What is that hat? Is it a Pikachu? No, it's just like a white.
Is it a country thing? It's like kind of like a Carrie Underwood.
I don't know. We're not listening. So just based on her look, it's hard.
It looks like she was maybe on Dancing with the Stars.
How does your musical taste align with your ladies?
My musical taste and my wife's started very far apart, and as we've gotten old and tired, have grown more casually together. We just put on like whatever Spotify says we should listen to at this point.
For me, as getting older has been mostly giving up on music.
Yeah.
Like there was a time when I was in my 20s where I'm like, I want to like find new music. Like I want to like find cool songs and go to shows.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, no, I'll just play whatever. And then every once in a while, I'm like, I want to hear Blink-182.
I was going to say, when I think of Jake, I think of like, Blink-182, maybe like Gin Blossoms.
Oh, that's nice. I appreciate that.
I don't think this is you. I think this is more me, but I think you were like a Dashboard Confessionals kind of guy. Were you on that line?
Oh, yeah, dude.
You were.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. You were a Dashboard guy?
I was a big Dashboard guy.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very good stuff.
Would you guys invite your significant others to a Dashboard concert?
I don't think so because, well, one, Jill wouldn't go. two, I like when I think about nostalgic music, like I would really need to like completely let loose, uninhibited, like no, with like no reservations at all. So I think I would invite to a Dashboard Confessional show. I would invite Nick Rad and Vincent Payo.
Wow. Oh man.
That would be my crew. Just like three fucking crying dudes screaming infidelities.
The episode 4, I don't know when this one comes out, but episode 4 of our Wild Web series thing is a deep dive into nu metal and that era of the music that I kind of listened to. I was embarrassed, but I was like, I would sort of listen to it, but I knew to kind of hate it.
Yeah. Wait, you wrote that episode,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That episode, I think, is that one comes out. Episode 3 is out right now.
Episode 3 is coming out next Tuesday?
Oh, next Tuesday.
So, and then episode 4 is out.
Actually, this might mean that episode 4, I don't know when this is going to be released, but I think episode 4 might be coming out tomorrow.
Okay.
And that episode is my favorite one. I think it's because of all those like amazing references.
Right. So I don't, Lindsay Sterling might be this person's era of like the counter to something else. Like this is like Lindsay Sterling's probably the popular music that's out there. And this dude was probably listening to like the Dashboard Confessional of his era. So something that feels like a little bit of like a deeper cut, a little bit more emotionally informed. But maybe he's listening to this and is like, you guys are fucking assholes. I'm like way even.
I like noise music.
Yeah.
But how bad can a concert be? If, like, your girlfriend and all your friends are going, the worst it can be.
I don't think
is
I'd
fine.
Want to go to a concert. I wouldn't want to go. I hate concerts.
Every concert's bad.
I don't like concerts at all. Unless I'm like going to do drugs and hook up with somebody, then like I really just don't see the point. Unless it was Dashboard Confessional,
of course,
Blink-182, Gin Blossoms, Weezer. Like,
unless it was a band you liked.
Dave Matthews. No, I think there's not really. I could go to a concert for a nostalgia factor. I couldn't be like, hey, I'm into this band. Let's go see them live.
Do you think this guy should bail or go?
Oh, I mean, bail. It sounds like you'll be a cancer to the group. I think that I respect, well, no, there's not really a need to try to be nice. He's overthinking it. He won't be missed. You're just like, I've got to do something else. Everybody that is excited about this concert will still have a great time without you there because they're fans of Lindsay Sterling. And you in this instance, not in real life, not all the time, but right now, you don't matter.
Yeah, I think, well, Amir, tell me this. Defining yourself by your, like, taste in, let's anything, say, anything, man, is a thing that makes a lot of sense at a certain age in your life. Or it just, actually, it feels like you just have to because you're not really sure how else to navigate in the world. I think as you get older, music in particular just seems insane. Like that, everybody can listen to, and it's not hard to listen to any band now. So that used to be like a thing you could be like, oh, I'm really committed. Like I got the B-sides, I went in.
Yeah.
But now everything is equally accessible. So the idea that like you knowing about something and liking something and that makes you better than a person is, that feels embarrassing to me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you know, he doesn't have to pretend that much. He could be like, yeah, this isn't my cup of tea, but I'm still going to go for the camaraderie of it. I would just suck it up and go.
I don't want anybody to do me a... if I'm going to a show that I like really like the... I guess it really, it kind of depends like how much they like this person. But if like,
yeah,
I don't want someone to do me a favor and try to have fun at a concert. Like that'll bring me down. So if you think you'll bring the mood down generally, don't go. I think, and I also think that you don't need to fully agree with your significant other's music taste. That's totally fine.
Yeah, that's good advice. Amir, other than Lil Nas X, I got to read on Jake over here, but what are you listening to? Like, what's your jam?
Just you saying little instead of Lil really like pisses me off, Nick, like to the point where I don't even want to fucking answer your question because you'll be like... Wayne, who are you like? Other than, fuck off with
Amir
that.
Amir likes, he loves top 40 music, and
okay,
he will. You'll like find a favorite song and listen to it ad nauseum until you've exhausted it. Right, that's kind of
you're
your
like
vibe.
A song boy. You just like the popularity of
you're
it.
You're a song guy.
Yeah, I'm a song boy. I'm a little song man. I'm a Lil Nas X man. I'm
you're
a hot 100.
You're a songstress. Nick is a thespian.
Sure.
I remember very distinctly being on a plane with you and you were just listening to that Jason Mraz song, I'm Yours.
I loved I'm Yours.
I know you did.
I still love I'm Yours. Insatiable appetite for I'm Yours. Absolutely.
For Mraz.
Is that, and I know a lot of the Mraz discography. Is I'm Yours one where he scats? Does he like really get into it on that?
Shimpa-doopa-doopa-doopa-doopa-doopa-doopa-doopa.
Right.
Yeah. I think he scats in that.
Okay.
I think
if it's not that song, he does on one of them. And it's, I don't know. It's a journey. It's interesting.
Which is my other favorite band.
You can't has enough of Mraz.
I can't has enough.
Oh my God, it all rhymes. Lil Mraz X.
Oh my God, can you imagine that awesome mashup album?
A Mraz up?
Nice. Old Town Yours.
I'm yours.
All right, Nick, we're out of time. One last time, where can people find you?
Sure.
Where can people watch you?
Well, number one, just hit that HeadGum YouTube page. We're on the HeadGum East channel. But you know what? Watch the other one. Jeff and Riley are fucking amazing. It's shout out to them for spending a year, 2 years, 3 years, just building.
Forever.
Doing great vids. Just give those vids a watch. You'll see some of the HeadGum East podcast people doing some guest cameos in our stuff, and it's just a whole lot of fun. Otherwise, I don't know. Find me on Instagram. You'll mostly see pictures of Rilo, my little son, just being cool.
He is a sweet dude.
Only Nick Rad could come on the show to plug his web series and like plug his son and somebody else's web series.
Oh yeah,
and for that, Nick, I award you the Golden Mic.
No,
oh my God!
And I'll tell you what else.
Oh my God!
I'm proud of you, kid.
Oh my God!
You did a good job.
Oh my God! I'm so touched. Actually, Jake, I can't accept this. I
insist.
I know. I'm going to have to give it to you because if we're talking about the best performance in a podcast.
Why don't we all get one?
Oh, my God.
Why don't we all get one?
No. I'm sorry, Amir. This has to go to the person who just put it out there. And
that is incredible.
What about all three of us leave
such an honor.
Golden
it's
mic
such
wins.
An honor to share this golden mic with you. And as long as we're giving out awards, I think there's a third award we can give out.
No.
Please. And why don't we do...
Forget it.
Amir, you can take home the turdy.
Just don't even give me the award. The end of the episode.
The turdy for the episode goes to Amir, and Jake and Nick will split a goldie.
I think that's the most fair way. I think that's probably the most accurate way.
Because that way we all get an award.
Of course.
It's not fair.
Of course. What?
I was going to say, what's it's up, not, bud? Yeah, it's not fair.
Well, okay, not fair, but it's right. You know, it's the most correct.
It's appropriate.
Solution.
I think it's, so. It doesn't have to be fair as much as
you guys have never even heard of Old Town Road.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to, as a thespian, I can say it's hard to judge art, but in this case, it's pretty clear.
Right, it's obvious.
Shared golden mic, turdy for you.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. The opening theme song, which was an Old Town Road parody. Did I ever say who wrote that song? I don't even remember.
I don't know. Probably not. That's why you got the turdy, buddy.
I don't think so, because you didn't do it either. Tony Wirth. Tony Wirth made an Old Town Road parody. Closing, or if you have your own theme song or own questions, send them all down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. This closing theme song is a Hoodie Allen parody written by our old friend Justin Goncalves. So thanks, Justin. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Nick. Thanks to you guys for listening. And come see us in Chicago. Headgum.com/live. We'll be in Chicago June 14th, 15th, and 16th.
That's right.
See you guys there and see you guys next week.
Yeah. I bought a fake ID off Craigslist. My mom knows and she's gonna be so pissed. Need to fix a problem without getting reckless. We got two Jews who can never be heartless. Real shit, they be helping us out. Any situation, just give them a shout. Keep the headphones on, keep it plugged in. With the volume up high, up they so wide. You gonna get advice on how to floss. They never heard them, it's your loss. They helping all the people. They making all the money, but Amir is still a cheap hoe. Oh! Just kidding, bro. I guess I really don't know. Gotta ask Jake first if it's true. Is Amir a real Jew? Shit, I guess I never knew. Tell me what you really want from me. Just trying to listen to this podcast. Close mouth. I'll try to listen with no interruption. No interruption. What's my last name, bro? I don't know. I don't even know anymore.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.